And I'm messing everything up now. You got me all wanting to push the buttons. Is Jeff gone?
No, I'm just having too much fun with this stupid thing.
I can see that.
I can't, though.
I'm traveling.
Oh, man. It's probably cold over at the bridge there.
Watch out for stormy, hobo but the sun finally came out. Oh yeah, this you know we're all gamers, and now that there's toys on here, so that's bad news.
Bad news. I don't even think that's not even the right dog for you. You're more like if Jeff, if you were a dog, you wouldn't be that one. You'd be like a Dalmatian.
Definitely not that one.
Now, who draws these? That's like is that the dog from Dogecoin?
Yeah, not a fan of corgis, but you know, that's just because it's their problem, not mine.
They get a Shibu Inu. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
Yeah, he's going to rob us now. Zoro. My kid takes martial arts classes, and right next door is a fencing school. It's so cool.
It is cool.
Like, dude, my kid goes in there and he's like doing the jab cross and stuff. I don't want to watch that. I'm like over like staring in the window on the side there. So to watch it, I feel like almost like a bad dad, but dude, fencing's so cool. I got to get you in that. But, who doesn't want a sword fight, right? Like, that's a cool exactly. skill. Yeah.
It's right next door, too. Why not? One-stop shop.
Oh, do you know what LARPing is, Justin?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever been to what do you call that, a LARP session? LARP bang?
LARP event, I guess. No, I'm very... I know they do, like, some local ones around here. I've seen, like, some listings for that where people just... They do, like, set up events, but... No, I haven't thought about LARPing in forever. There was that, there was an event kind of recently in Balboa Park. It was like, 50 plus people. You bring like foam weapons. It was like this big organized event. I think I saw on like Facebook.
That sounds awesome.
It actually
for something like that. No. Yeah. I've seen like the cardboard wars where the like everybody develops their own cardboard creations and armor and. That sounds fun.
There's supposedly, and I looked it up online, never found it, but a Renaissance war in a place called Penzag or something, or that might be the name of the thing. Anyway, like hundreds of people line up on each side, full armor, like they don't, and they have like blunted arrows and like. You can't like get into the war unless you have like you have to have certain armor, like you have to have the face covers and everything, and they line them all up and they battle it out, and they have like judges like in paintball matches or like you're out or whatever. You're that sounds like a lot of fun.
That's
but I don't
great.
Know yeah but people like legit get injured, you know, because they like got huge broadswords, you know. They're swinging like double hand, you know, double handed hammers at each other. And so,
it sounds cool. I would not trust other people to be responsible for that. That sounds like a huge liability issue.
Yeah. We went to, what was it called? Medieval Times over the week, or I guess, over the weekend on Friday or so. And we went for Mikey's son's birthday, and it was the first time I ever went, and I don't know if his son had fun, but I did. We were so rowdy. Like we got our section going, man. We were definitely belligerent and just outrageous, so that was a lot of fun.
Oh dude, I think the best part was when our knight got killed and we all booed the knight that killed our guy, because it's like a medieval times, like a setup, right? Because it feels like a medieval setting, you're eating with your hands and stuff. Uh-huh. And And then they have like horse shows where they like show how the horse can like do kicks and stomps and like, you know, it's a show. And then the second half, it's the knights come out and then they have a competition, and they just have like regular comp, like they got to pick something off the ground while they're riding their horse, and you know, like joust, and then they joust, and then they fight to the death. At the end, like it all like progresses into this like, whoa, my god, oh, do you want them to fight to the death? And everyone in the crowd's like, yeah. And it's like a it's shaped in this a big oval, like a regular stadium. So it's like this huge track or whatever around. And so they joust, and then they're breaking their joust sticks on each other and flying on the ground, and then picking up weapons. And we had the rowdiest section, and our guy would look like Jason Momoa, the Khal Drogo. Mm-hmm. Dude, it was sweet. And so he was out there, big old beard, and like, so and the symbol on our flag was like this devil with like red eyes. It was super sweet, dude, with crazy horns. And so when our guy died, we like our section, we had like cheerleaders on one side and like this church group on the other side, and then us,
who were like a whole college group of cheerleaders, and they were like doing cheers, like legitimate cheers too. It was great.
Yeah, and there's like six or eight nights, like there's a lot of like different groups, and so we're 14. There's 14 of us, and we all dressed up like we're all. Everybody's got something going on. We got a king and a queen. I dressed up like a knight. My son's like a knight. He's got his sword and shield. Jeff dressed up like a wizard. Yeah, dude, it was great.
I had the full cloak. I had like gloves that lit up.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The people there were like super stoked on our outfits. Like, and everybody role played the, like, you know, they bring you your food and be like, here you go, sire, you know, or whatever.
M'lady.
It was a lot of fun.
Medieval times. So you get there an hour early. It's a Buena Park. I don't think
I've even heard of this. What, medieval times?
By Knott's Berry Farm. Yeah.
Okay. Jeez.
There's like a Wild West, a pirate show, medieval times. Okay. There's like a whole bunch of these shows on this row. Different here.
Team nights. Okay.
Yeah. And
yeah, it was pretty sweet. It's definitely, and it's not that bad as far as like price of admission and what you get, because you get like a pretty good hearty meal of like chicken and potatoes and dessert, and like, and I think what it's like $65 or something, like, for the night. Yeah. So you get like dinner and a show. Like, I pay way more than that for just a steak sometimes, you know.
I was
so
that, yeah, well, less than I was expecting. That's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was really stoked on it. However, those prices might be changing, because when we went, and I had heard about this previously, but you know, it's up in LA or in the LA area, right? Mm-hmm. And these are all performers that moved to California to be performers and put on shows, and they're getting paid essentially the same amount of money that I get paid to like deliver pizzas, right? So there's like people on strike out front, like holding up their signs, like, you know, saying there's some pretty bad corruption apparently up there with the knight community, I guess.
The council, the round table.
Yeah. There's much darkness in the realm.
Yeah, I heard about that too. I knew there was going to be some protesters, but it was storming so hard. There was only a few.
Oh, right, the weekend. Yeah.
Dude, it was brutal.
I wasn't sure people are going to show up, because like we got notifications. We were up in Pasadena, and we got notifications that they were like, just don't travel. They're like, don't travel anywhere unless you're running from a flood. Like, literally, that's what the text said. And I was like, well, we're going to a birthday party, so, and I'm dressed up like a mage right now, so this is happening. Priorities, you know?
Yeah, of course. You said this was for Mikey's son's birthday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super cool. How old is he?
7. Just turned 7.
God, that's a crazy party for a 7-year-old. That's awesome.
Dude, 14 people there, like we all like dressed, dude, I can't even tell you how much fun it was. And then they had this bar, and then they had the list of drinks at the bar, and they're all like these foo-foo drinks, like pineapple juice, fruit punch, and rum and stuff. And it's like, did you have anything? The girl's like, we have an open bar. Like, if you want something strong, the Jeff wife was ordering shots. We're like,
I didn't realize it was open bar. Holy crap. Talk about good price for admission, man. Holy crap.
Dude, it was,
I had no idea.
Well, it was an open bar, but I mean, full bar. That's what I meant.
Sorry.
Okay. I said it
that
wrong.
Makes but, more no, sense.
Yeah. So we were like Long Island iced teas and Adios MFers and like whatever, you know. I got like the cup that lit up and it was like all shine. It was sweet, dude. And then, but I just wanted to say, like, our section was so rowdy that when our night died, the boo like filled the entire stadium. Like, it was like the boo was the highlight of the night, you know, as far as it was. Cause what happened was the guy got back on his horse, the guy who beat our night, and he like turned the horse around and looked. And like stared at us for a while. Like, it was just the best, man. It was like the interaction. And Jeff was saying at the end there, as a performer, you really feed off the crowd energy. So
of course
it was so good just being there and bringing the right crowd and being, you know, the ambiance and in the castle and all liquored up and eating with your hands. Like, oh man, everyone should go to Medieval Times. They should sponsor.
I can't believe I've never heard of it. Yeah.
They have one in Vegas too, on the Excalibur. I don't know if that hotel's still there, but that was a pretty good one.
Yeah. We were there December. It's still there. I think I actually walked by. Okay, so I think I actually know what you're talking about. I just didn't know what that was. Medieval Times. Okay, I think you're right. That is Excalibur.
Yeah, my mom's been to that one before, and I talked to a few people about it beforehand, but I feel like it's something you definitely have to experience. And man, yeah, that was a good time. What did Ray Ray get for his fifth birthday?
A lot of those video games for his Switch. He got like, he got like three games, and then he got $50 gift certificate. Ooh. He have to Amazon, which means I get a $50 gift certificate to Amazon because I'm going to buy him cool toys that we'll play with together.
Heck
boats. Yeah, you know how we do it. And remote control vehicles. So that's probably what he got. And then I think he got a puzzle or something. But I think the gift
a five-year-old a puzzle?
I don't know. Someone who doesn't know what to get him. But he
somebody
also
who doesn't
I got him
know
a
what seven-year-olds
bag.
Like.
Right. I got him a punching bag.
Oh,
I took
yeah?
down the swing. Yeah, we have like a little kiddie swing, you know, with like the leg holes.
Yeah, way
nobody
that
uses.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I took that off and I hung a punching bag in his spot. And
nice.
Yeah, I figured if he's having he's having a fit, I go tell him to go punch the bag.
Yeah. Hey, tell Justin your moonflower story because I think that's great.
I don't want to get myself in trouble.
Oh, come on.
That's great. Yeah, I would say the generational one for me that's got passed down, right, that I use on my kid is if we don't go, we can't come back. So, like, if you're, like, at, I don't know, amusement park or Chuck E. Cheese, and you're like, let's go, and they're like, nah. You're like, well, if we don't go, we can't come back. So you want to come back, right? I'm like, oh, okay, yeah.
And I've heard you use that. Yeah,
squelches it right away. It's like, oh yeah,
that's clever. I don't think I've heard that one. That's clever.
Yeah, you learn all the good tricks.
It sounds like a good podcast sign off.
Yeah, if we don't go, we can't come back.
Yeah, so we'll let you do that at the end of the show.
Well, hey, I love it. I'm writing it down. I got the old red pen. Also, we also got all these notes. I don't know if we were gonna try and stay structured, or did you want to vote on a podcast name?
I don't think we have to do like a straight vote right now, considering like we don't have a actual. I mean, unless everybody is like on the same page as far as like something. Like, I am really not that concerned with the name. Yeah, I wrote some in the Discord that I came up with just on the fly, just sitting around. And I don't know if you saw those ones, but so I really don't have much of a say as far as the name goes. But if that is a thing that you guys want to Do we have a consensus? Is anybody like, is there one that you like more than the other?
Britney Spears. Yeah,
similar to you. I'm not super opinionated on this. Regarding the options that Mikey presented us, I feel like at least two of them I would be completely fine with.
So it's Rady Moose, Britney Spears Fanboys, and Pugcast.
I mean, Pugcast just makes the most sense, right? It's the most, like, clean.
And not too off-putting, yeah.
I can always use this as our thumbnail. Like, we'll just put that in the thumbnail, and then we're done.
Rebel in space.
Mm-hmm.
I like podcasts, and then as we have guests on too, it's like the pickup group, you know. It kind of makes sense as we invite anyone on. I don't know if that's part of your plan, but you know,
we were talking about it when you were gone, which is that like I was looking at the amount of people you can have in a meeting. So you can have a ton of people in here, so I think as long as people are respectful, whoever's available is more than welcome to come join. I think it'll just be a matter of if they're invited back, right? Because I just want it to not be a bunch of people talking over each other, because obviously I'm not going to be able to edit that. And I kind of like the green boxes too, because then it shows who's talking, kind of tells everybody else, like, hey, yeah, this guy's got the mic. So that works.
Yeah, dig it. All right, so then I'll set up the Zoom.
Like to get on the show?
Aaron, maybe?
Yeah, I know that guy. Yeah.
We can always get John. John? Dude, that's so funny. I'll send you a meme then, because you had the meme I had prepared for the sharing. You had the sharing section of an article or something.
We can do that right now. I don't know what everybody's time is like. It's 2 o'clock right now, but I've got time if you guys want to hang out a little bit longer.
Yeah, I got some time.
Yeah, I got some food here I want to eat. I don't want to.
So, but if you want to go over your notes, Mikey, I'm down to listen. I'm just hanging out in space.
Ah, dude.
Make another cup of coffee.
Just I wanted to say the shows. I wanted everybody to talk about shows because I'm into that. You know, just kind of putting on the side screen if I'm grinding out gold or something on my game. Then you just watch your shows. So I've been watching Star Trek Picard has come out, the third season. And I did not care very much for the first season. Second was okay. First season was actually really bad. The third season here, it's basically they're bringing everybody back from the Next Generation. They got Beverly Crusher. They got William Riker. They got like the first episode is just like a total flashback, like basically like Star Trek Generations from when they did the throwback to the original series from the Next Generation. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. So this is basically the, you know, they're super old and the Next Generation has come up, right? And so they're doing the throwback. And so the third season of Picard, at least the first couple episodes that have been released, dude, if you're into Star Trek, you're into the timeline, it's where it's at. That and the other one I've been watching is 1923, and I've been watching the Yellowstone series in general. So if you like Yellowstone or you like that kind of action, it's like modern Yellowstone is modern day cowboys and Indians. And versus government, you know, and that, and then you know, everybody's got their own factions, right? And they're all battling it out. And then they did one 1883, so they did like the flashback of when they first settled the land, the Yellowstone people first settled the land. It's up in Montana, up in like the mountains. And then
that's connected.
Yeah, 1883. Oh. And then they jump forward what 40 years, 1923, and then it's a continuation of the story. So eventually they'll build up to the
modern day Yellowstone series, is what you're saying. Exactly.
The Dutton family or whatever. And 1883 is really, really good. Like, it's this super good miniseries. It's basically the Oregon Trail. Dude, it is so good, man, with the Indians and the bandits and just like how hard it was and the immigrants trying to get across. And like, dude, I can't say enough about 1883. 1923 is better. I mean, it's good, but it's got a definitely took the Hollywood, you know, some producers got a hold of the script. It's got more lovemaking and more like long drawn out, like, you know, rape scenes and just like, come on, we don't need that stuff. So like, I when I'm looking at the Western, you need to have like the hardcore part, but you know, I like the, you know, I like the cowboy and Indian drama stories and battles, and it's good fun. But anyway, that's what I've been watching. So Star Trek and then 1923 or the Yellowstone series.
I don't watch any of those, and I've historically not watched any Star Trek, but I've been near and around people that have watched it my whole life, so I'm pretty familiar with what's going on. Isn't Picard a robot, though? So this whole season doesn't matter, Mikey. I know you're excited, but he's just a robot, okay? So
don't get excited. What?
You should have paid attention to this first season of Picard. He's just a clone, man. It's not really even Picard.
Doesn't matter.
No, it matters. No. If it was just your clone, you know, what do you think about your clone having sex with your wife, bro?
Dude, does I gotta matter? Go back and bro.
Answer the question, Michael.
A clone having sex with my wife? If like if I can leave one behind in Haiti, take care of my wife.
No, I mean you die.
I don't know.
And
I,
then that you put a clone consciousness in it, like your consciousness into a clone body, right?
That seems totally fine. Like I honestly, I'm dead. Yeah, I'm totally fine with as long as there's only one. I think that's the important part, is that the uniqueness remains.
Okay, so that's
go ahead.
I was gonna say I hope you're recording. That sounds like verbal consent. So it sounds like if Mikey were to die soon, we could continue the podcast with the clone of him, as long as it's only one. Like it sounds like that's the green light. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah, you could AI me in.
You're the oldest one. It makes the most sense.
You guys want to start that? You guys want to start the death pool?
Yeah, dude. I thought you.
I think
it's on the Discord already. Is it? You got to pay attention to that Discord.
All right.
What are you watching these days, Justin? You watch anything?
Okay, this last week, what have I been watching? I've been rewatching Community because they recently announced that movie coming up. So I've been going through that show on Hulu. I forgot how much I love that show. That's one of my favorites. I'm like you, Mikey. I have a lot of just like shows or videos or whatever on the background. It's normally like a secondary activity if I'm playing games or whatever. That's pretty common. But it's been Community this week, and then I've been looking for like stand-up specials. It's been a while since I've seen like a good one. I've been out of the circuit for a while, but like I love stand-up comedy, so I've been looking for those. Haven't found anyone that interested me, but just been rewatching Community to lead up to the movie.
What draws you to Community, to that show? What's funny? What's good about it?
Oh, man, I find it pretty atypical. Dan Harmon's humor is just, it's very up my alley. Like he does Rick and Morty as well, which I like, not quite as much as Community, but I like Dan Harmon's style. His podcast is pretty decent. I've actually, I did go out to LA one time to like attend one of the recordings of his podcast. He has like an audience, actually you can like buy tickets. They just film it like the basement of like a comic book store in LA, so it's pretty cool. But yeah, I like how atypical it is. Hard to explain obviously what makes it funny. Have you seen the show, Mikey?
Oh yeah, I mean I've seen a few episodes, but I just never, you know, got sucked in.
Okay.
If there's like an extra thing, like a arc and B arc storyline that you like, or certain characters that,
the characterization is pretty fun, almost like I don't know, almost it is one of those shows where like any one of those characters would be a nightmare in real life. I love shows like that. I like when it's kind of chaotic like that. He does like a lot of meta humor, But I would also say like the cast did a really good job. If you look at the cast, like Donald Glover, what's his name? Jeff Winger. It's a good cast. The characterization's good. It's a good package, but I would just say I'm drawn to like comedy where like it's not super conventional. I don't like the typical sitcom kind of formula. I know that's pretty common, but I would say Community is kind of like an anti-sitcom for me. That's kind of what draws me.
Yeah, I've always liked Community. I think I've seen it all. And I think, yeah, what sets it apart is the meta aspects. Because aside from that, I would probably compare it to something like Scrubs or something where it's like really kind of wacky humor. Sure. It's just the way that they write it. Very similar to Rick and Morty, right? Like it's silly and kind of familiar.
Similar to Rick and Morty.
The way that it's written. Yeah, the way that it's written makes it unique. So, and you like Rick and Morty, right, Mikey?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I feel like it's kind of fallen off a little bit recently.
I agree.
But,
Tends to happen.
Yeah.
Especially with all the drama that's going on in that group.
I don't know the drama. It just feels like it's getting watered down though somehow. Like every third episode is like actually good now instead of every episode. But they're in like what, the sixth season or something? So
something like that.
Yeah, they're trucking. Dude,
I think Justin Roiland got taken off the show.
Yeah.
Because I don't know this whole story, but I've heard that there's like accusations or something. So he was taken off the show. So.
Yeah, the scandal was, and they found like actual actual evidence of it. I think like his chat messages, but yeah, he did like a lot of like texting with like underage girls that he was like flirting with, stuff like that. That was kind of what took him off.
That'll do it.
Yeah, yep. You got me too'd.
Yeah,
it'll happen, man.
Wait, did you say you did that too, Mikey?
No, he got me too'd. That's a quote.
I'm not watching anything right now except for The Last of Us. That's what I'm watching. Oh. And it's fucking pretty great. Like, it's obviously, I don't know. It's like the video games where it's like, It's got a lot of political opinions throughout, and it's very heavy on that. But I think if you're just kind of looking at it as like a character study, it's really interesting, and like characters are great. And that's what I've always liked about that. Like, I could do with or without some of the political commentary. Doesn't really matter to me. Just don't like being like force-fed things. If it's done well, that's great. But aside from that, it's a great show. But like, have you guys heard anything about it or watched it?
I've heard it recommended.
Yeah. Okay. So like the second, I think it's the third episode where, you know, and this isn't like super heavy spoiler, but it starts with the two main characters for the first two episodes, very kind of linear with those characters, character development. And then I believe it's the third or fourth episode, they just go on a totally sidebar story, which seems really early in a show to do a sidebar story with like characters that really don't influence the plot. But it's all, I'll just give you the gist of it, but it's about a gay couple in the apocalypse. And it's a cute story, and it's like, you know, Brokeback Mountain-ish, where like these men are like falling in love with each other in like some really harsh conditions and stuff. And like, it's a sweet story. It's just, it's felt weirdly placed, especially that early on in the season. Yeah. I think maybe if they would have like involved those characters, or maybe they will, like maybe they'll do more flashbacks with those characters in the future. But when you're like starting a show with two main characters, and then you get to that third or fourth episode, whatever it was, and then you barely see them in a whole episode, it's always like, damn it, like, just give me what I want. Now I got to wait till next week to get the rest of the story that I want, you know? It doesn't matter how good it is. And then I'm going to watch Mandalorian when it comes back, because I watched all that Star Wars garbage. I love it.
Yeah, my Disney Plus got canceled. I was writing on my brother's account, and he moved to Florida, and he's all political. So I lose Disney Plus. What's up, man? Because, like, he's like, I hate Disney. You know, he's like, oh, there was that thing.
Why are you going to move to Florida and say you hate Disney? That's the wrong place, bro.
Well, yeah, right? No, well, because of the politics in Florida, and then versus them, the Disney politics, I guess. There were some issues with, I think, but the Buzz Lightyear movie. There was like a lesbian kiss or something. And my brother's got a bunch of daughters, and he's like, no more Disney Plus. Like, cut his kids off from Disney and everything. Because I'm riding that wave, right? I lose my Disney Plus, now my Mandalorian. Come on, man. All my Marvel.
All because of one kiss. Me. Thanks, Disney.
Yeah, thanks, Disney. I know, what a heartbreak, man. I watched all those Mandalorians, and I loved all that. The Obi-Wan series, it was sweet. Too short, in my opinion, but like, I love that. It really felt like you're back in the world, you know?
Yeah, it kind of made you like unreasonably nostalgic for the prequels. Like, oh, maybe they were good. And then you're like, eh, no, they probably weren't that good. But there's parts of them that were good. And they pulled a lot of that and put it in the series. I thought that was great.
And then I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're good.
Oh, I was just going to ask, because you brought it up, I was wondering if the two of you guys had played The Last of Us.
I have. I've played the first one and watched the second one because I couldn't wait to play because I wanted to know the story so bad. Which is funny because I'm not a story. I don't like story games historically. That's not my foray. Like, I really do not care for a story driven game. I'm playing a game called Scarlet Nexus right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I am spending probably 60% of my time pressing skip. Skip, skip. And it is so annoying because the gameplay is so fun, man. It's like Devil May Cry on crack. But yeah, Last of Us is the first one was awesome. The gameplay was pretty fun, but fairly standard. I'm not much for, what was it, the Nathan Drake series?
Uncharted, yeah.
Yeah. So I know they're hugely popular games. So, but it's just not my. If I'm going to watch a movie, I'll watch a movie. So I ended up watching the second one on Twitch. Great, though.
What platform is it on?
It's, I don't know if it's, the first one was a PlayStation exclusive. I don't know if that was the case with the second.
I think I at least know the first one is on PC now. Pretty dang sure. So yeah, Last of Us is great. And very controversial when you get to that second game.
Yeah,
And they're saying that the second season is supposed to be the second game. So like they are just plowing through it. They're not like, yeah. I mean, for somebody who loved the first game, I almost wish that they would have taken their time, done two seasons at least on this first season. But if it's HBO and they're like, impress us, then yeah, just throw the whole game in there because it's really the great story that's there.
I'm curious how you felt about the second game. Obviously, that was a controversial one. There was a lot of chatter regarding that one.
Yeah, I did a bit of a review on it on the Something's Not Right channel back in the day when I was attempting to try different things on the channel. And that was one of the things where I was like, hey, I'll get my opinion on this and see what happens. Got a decent amount of views, but I also realize like I'm not a game reviewer. I don't really like telling people whether or not they should like something. I don't like reviewing things. Like, I don't mind telling people things are badass, you know, but I don't really like being like, you shouldn't enjoy this. Like, if you enjoy it, you enjoy it, you know. Like, I'm not much into Star Trek, but Mikey, you love it, so enjoy it, dude. Except for he's a clone and he's gonna fuck your wife. Priorities, you know.
We already went over this. As long as it's still me and it's not too much of the degeneration, clonal degeneration that happens if you clone the clone and clone, mm-hmm. you know, that issue where there's like artifacts. It's like making a copy of a piece of paper, you know? Yeah, multiplicity. They get the artifacts or whatever get copied into it, and then those create problems, and then it's like cancer, basically. Right.
Yeah, so as long as we don't know, mm-hmm. you got a mutant Mikey running around.
There's a great Star Trek episode I just watched where there was these two ships that had left the world at the same time, and they got separated, and one went to one planet, one went to the other, but they were like part of the same colony. They were going to go colonize together. One of the ships was like the scientists, and the other ship was like the farming community with all the animals. So they ended up landing on different ships, and the scientist ones just started cloning each other because there were less of them. There's only like six of them or something. So they just started cloning each other. And then the other ones were they're farming. So they're just making babies, right? And then eventually the farming community becomes like large and more diverse. And the cloning community becomes very, you know, there's only like, you know, they're having problems with the cloning genetics, et cetera. And then, you know, the Star Trek ship comes in, Enterprise, and Picard's like, you know, what's going on? Oh, you guys are all clones. And then they're like, what happened to the other? The clones are like, what happened to the other community group or whatever? And they're like, they go out and find them, and then they put them together. But what happens with the clone group is they haven't had, you know, they haven't had relations for so long that they didn't want to have relations. So it was like this huge like issue for them to learn how to like get it on again with like, and like all the farming people are like, yeah, you know, all the guys are like, oh, I gotta hook up with six different girls to like, you know, get the genetic diversity into the population again. All that they're like, yeah, and all the clones are like, oh, it's that's how it ended, but you know, it worked out.
All right, well, that was a good clone rape story.
One of the best I've heard. Yeah.
What about music? You guys listening to anything these days? Anything interesting?
Yeah, I've been, I mentioned earlier, I've been obsessed with Talking Heads like all year. I can't believe those guys. I love like 60s, 70s, 80s music. I can't believe Talking Heads. Oh my God. I every drive to work, every drive home, it's just, that's been my soundtrack like all year, basically.
All right. I don't think I've ever gone and done the deep dive on Talking Heads. I know the basics, right? The big hits. And it seems very out there, but
eccentric, yeah. For sure. It's funny. I think you were the one that recommended to me a documentary now with Fred Armisen and who's the other guy?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I can't think of his name right now, but
yeah, Bill Hader, that's it.
Yeah.
They actually did a parody of a Talking Heads concert movie, and they showed that to two of the Talking Heads members, and it was, I was just thinking about that the other day. They were super eccentric. But the parody they did was just kind of making fun of the band. The band members liked it. It's kind of funny because for much of the band's history, like, it was one of those groups where like they all kind of hated each other. So they showed it to like two of the members, and they used that as kind of like an opportunity to take like small digs at like a lot of the people being ridiculed. And I find it interesting how like those dudes kind of persist even like, you know, decades after they've broken up, I think like before I was born. And like, there's still like that pettiness that kind of persists. And I find it interesting how like, you know, when there's that much discord in a band, and like, you don't really see that when they perform or hear it in their music, they're outputting such like, you know, good content, but it, you know, behind the scenes, it's just chaos.
Yeah, what is that? Oasis was always famous for that too. Like, they would get in fights on stage with their brothers. Oh, so like, there's like YouTube videos of them like walking off stage on each other and doing all sorts of messed up. And like, they were supposed to be as big as the Beatles back in the 90s. Everybody was so excited about Oasis, but they just could not keep it together. It was like that sibling rivalry that just like stopped them. I mean, they're huge, but they could have been much bigger and produced a lot more music if they were to get along a little bit better. And then in that same 80s phase, as far as like weirdness goes, I always have to take this chance to tell you to listen to more Depeche Mode, because they're just so amazing. They got a new album out. I haven't listened to it yet, but maybe by next week I'll have a little review on that for sure.
That'll be the next podcast. Okay.
Yeah. Mikey, what are you listening to?
I just do like my YouTube playlists. I have I subscribe to YouTube music, so I don't have to actually keep YouTube open. So I just play it like music. That, so my own playlist, a lot of reggae covers. I like covers a lot, covers of modern music. There's also like if I'm in the car, usually it's XM channel 2 or 49, which is 2 is just like whatever the modern pop is. Usually not a lot of bad words, although I don't really care for a lot of the messaging, but it's okay for my kid. And then, or 49 is Soul Town. And I like that a lot, because that's like, nice. Dude, you can't go wrong with Soul Town. And it's like, you know, Papa was a Rolling Stone and, you know, a little, I don't know, Marvin Gaye or something. And I mean, you just can't go wrong. It's just so much fun. And it's good music for the kiddo too, you know, because it's usually like, you know, Jackson 5, and just, you know, bopping around, you know, bumping the head.
Yeah, it's incredible how many of like those classic, really good feeling soul songs are just about fucking. Because I put on like soul at work, and it's just about fucking. And I'm like, oh man, I should skip this one. You know, it's like, let's get it on. Skip that one. Yeah, like
sexual healing. It's always, yeah.
And then you and they're great songs, but just you got to pick the right setting for it, right? Family events. Sometimes you get to skip certain songs. That's all.
Yeah,
there's a lot of songs about fucking. That's it. I mean, I guess that's the moral of the story.
And if it's not about. One time he asked me, he's like, why are there so much songs about love? Like, why are they all about the girl or this and love and that? I was like, you'll learn. You know, eventually it becomes all consuming. But about fucking this stuff, like it's more than that. It's like everything that goes with it. Even like when I said Papa was a Rolling Stone, like how Papa came, hooked up with Mama and left. Like, that's what the story is about, right? It's like, it's about that moment, you know, who's Papa and stuff. So like everything has got a certain
wherever he laid reference his hat to was it. His home is the lyric. Yep.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
So yeah, you know what's up. So yeah, it's kind of fun, but there's some good ones, you know. There's some ones that he doesn't know. It's like watching like the cartoon, and there's all those hidden inside jokes that you're laughing at, and he's like, what? You know, I remember Tommy Boy. At the very beginning, he does I think it's the cannonball, where he takes like a bong grip and then takes a shot or chugs a beer or something and then exhales the bong grip. And he's like, cannonball!
Or whatever. And then he falls over.
It's at the very beginning, and then he falls over and breaks like the glass coffee table. Like, he's like, okay. And he goes out. Yeah. It's a very big, like, total party boy. Yeah. And, Yeah, I didn't know what was going on at all the first time I saw that. I was too young, you know. Or like, have you like Sublime? There's that the like guy taking the bong grip at the beginning of 40 Ounces to Freedom or something. Yeah, he's like, what is his drink out? Is he like slurping on the straw? And he's like, could you hear the whatever it sounds like? Like, there's no more water.
It's not a Slurpee, like, Mikey. It's not a Slurpee.
That was a really good impression of
thinking about Sublime recently, because. I was thinking, like, that dude really must not get mad about anything, because the lyrics are like, I don't get mad when my mom smokes pot, hits the bottle and goes straight to the rock. And it's like, man, this poor guy, like, his mom's like smoking crack and he's not angry about it. So like, what, you know, not much pissing that guy off. Anyway, I'm not a huge Sublime fan anyway. I'm a Californian, so it's like embedded in my brain because it's played at every single party I've ever been to in my life.
Apparently the guy Bradley was a total dick, and he would like steal people's guitars at shows. But the way he got popular was that's a lead singer of of Sublime. But at least one good thing came out of Sublime, you might be able to admit. Wasn't his girlfriend the singer of No Doubt?
Really? I didn't know that.
She's that's on cool. that. I can't remember her name, but she's Gwen on Stefani. One of those original. Yeah. Excuse me. She's on one of the original tracks.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they like have it. She's singing like the girl part of one of their songs. We'll have to talk about it. But she came out. So that's how kind of she got discovered, because he got big. And then they're like, who's that voice? And she got picked up, as far as I understand. But
first that album came out was very like reggae heavy, like kind of ska, like punk rock. Sounding, I saw them back on that tour. No doubt,
it would make sense that they came from the same background,
right?
I'm known for saying rough
things
all the time. So, have you know the Stone Temple Pilots song, "Half the Man I Used to Be"?
Yeah, do you know what that's about?
You know it. I'm half the man I used to be.
I don't think I know that
one. It's about generational gaps.
I had Jeff convinced for years that was about a guy's circumcision.
It's true. I was naive. And I actually spread that rumor to people, being like, yeah, I mean, it's true. This you can understand this before like I had access to the internet. I mean, at least like 15 years ago. So this is, I hear information from Mikey. I take this is the word.
I saw it on the History Channel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Son of a bitch.
That was the dynamic between you guys. Okay.
That was the way it was though. Yeah. Back in the day, right? Go ahead.
My worst dumb mistake that I did in front of people was because I have like very mild dyslexia, and I like mix letters up, and like just I'm not the best reader in the world. I can read, I'm just not the best reader in the world. But we were playing Call of Duty, and the reticule that comes up that you like shoot people with. Mm-hmm. I said you could have custom ones on Call of Duty, right? And I think I said something, my girlfriend at the time and Mikey were in the room, and I was like, oh, you can get custom reptiles in this. I didn't live that down for at least months after that. That's when you're like, what kind of game is this? It was erectile dysfunction is what it was. Erectile confusion.
Yeah, that really didn't get popular until years after, I think. ED and Viagra.
Yeah, I hear that Ed guy. That Ed guy apparently bugs a lot of older men. He's like, there's commercials about him and supplements, all sorts of things to get rid of Ed.
Well, pretty soon as an old guy, I'll be able to let you guys
confirm or deny.
Yeah. Stuff slowly stops working right.
I got a hookup for the horn of rhino if you need it.
Yeah, I'll pick you up on that. Nice.
Yeah. Get the horny goat weed.
Yeah. Mix that with some moonflower and you've got yourself a concoction, pun intended. So what I'm listening to right now is In Flames. They just put out a new album. That's my favorite band, so I always suggest In Flames because it's just great music. Very diverse as far as like doing the scope of like death metal, thrash to like kind of poppy. I mean, it's the whole thing. So I love it. And then, but that's just an always ongoing thing. So I'm probably not the best person to ask about In Flames because I just love everything they put out. And then there's another band called Sleep Token that I've been listening to for 5 years or so. And they are like blowing up right now, like absolutely exploding. Five of their tracks are on the top 50 Spotify list for like viral hits, and they've just been there for like, and they literally just released. So, and they're doing a cool release where like they just release tracks. Like it's a weird cycle. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're a very conceptual band. And they like wear outfits, and they like their whole thing is that it's like kind of like culty, like religion culty vibe. You'll have to like look up some videos, you'll get the idea real quick. Like, but the music itself is really unique, and to me it's like a throwback to some of my favorite bands, like Finger 11 that I used to listen to when I was younger. Like their early albums, just very like vast and like just sounds really deep. Like there's just a lot of space in their music. And then let's see. Yeah, I guess that's probably about it as far as like what I'm going through, but I listen to those things on repeat like crazy. So I'll have to throw some Talking Heads in the mix. And Marvin Gaye.
Be happy to send you some stuff if you're up for that.
Yeah, let's get it on.
Yeah.
I check out Talking Heads. I'll put that in the mix. When you first started talking about Talking Heads, I was like, he's like listening to Fox News on the radio. The actual Talking Heads. I don't know. And then I'm glad you cleared that up. But I'll check that out. Yeah. As long as it's, good bump to it. You know, you bobbing your head, singing the lyrics. Is that what's going on? All right, that's what I need. Yeah.
They're like very kind of they're all about like the visual aspects of like the performance as well. I'll send you guys like some videos of like what they would do at the concerts. It was always like a spectacle.
Yeah, they're like very artsy guys, like art students, right? And I would say that's very similar to Sleep Token as far as like performance goes, like because they put a lot of effort into their costuming and concept and all that good stuff. So
I'll cool, check them out.
Cool
too.
Little parallel.
I have heard of them. Are you guys like concert guys? You guys like going to shows?
Mikey.
Oh yeah.
He's
I like it. I was a festie for a while.
Oh, okay.
I went around to a bunch of music festivals and would like either sneak in or volunteer. You know, so never paid. So I like that aspect a lot. And then Jeff goes, him and his wife like to go to like legit venues. And he took me to a metal concert a few months back.
Nice.
Yeah, we saw Static X,
Power Man, whatever.
No.
I think they opened. They were first band.
Okay. Maybe you're right.
And then
Mudvayne.
Mudvayne, that's who we went to see, and then Rob Zombie.
Yep.
Rob Zombie was there too?
Yeah.
Dang, that's actually a hell of a lineup. That's cool.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
And then I think it was, 2 years before that I went with Justin, and we went and saw Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson.
Right.
So at the same venue. So we got to put it together. Wow. Sounds like the next Rob Zombie concert. We got to go.
And Jeff's going to Whitney Houston soon, I think.
No, not Whitney. I'm going to
Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, that's so cool.
I got my wife tickets. And when it comes to like concerts and stuff, I'm always just like, I'll go. Like, I'm just down to see any spectacle. I've seen, like I said, my first big concert. Well, technically my first concert, if you want to like break it down, was Ninja Turtles Live. And I'm pretty proud of that. And they blew the fucking lid off of that fucking stadium. It was a huge show. It was badass. I look up videos because they're out there, like of their actual performances and shit. It's pretty sick for a kid's show. But then my first actual show was No Doubt. And I saw them live. And then, so like, man, I've seen like Jay-Z and Beyonce. That's what I always tell people. Like, and then I've also seen a ton of death metal bands and stuff like that. So I love the whole spectrum. I'll just watch it all. I think it's all great. So we got to go to some shows.
Absolutely.
We got to go to like a BTS show. I heard those are the best.
Like I have the them on
K-pop. Dude, legit. Like, I'm not even joking.
Oh, for real?
I have them on my I have them on my announcement list on my Ticketmaster. So as soon as they announce a show here, they're on my
BTS
list.
BTS is the biggest one, but like Black Ice or whatever. Like, I just want to go and see the crowd that's there because you know they're pumped, singing the songs and just
absolutely
just crying because it, you know.
That's hilarious.
I have it on there, yeah, because my my mother-in-law is like obsessed with them. And so as soon as I get a chance, like I'm going to try to get her tickets to go see it, but I would totally go to see that too. Just yeah. Fandom is fun, man.
Yeah. Dude, I got a
friend
of the family and they just follow them around and stuff. And they said, it's the best thing ever. Like just great shows, good dancing, you know what you're getting, right? You're getting a production. Yeah. So yeah.
No, that's funny. I'm looking at my little sister right there. She's actively trying to get K-pop tickets right now. She's all about it. I say the same thing. Same thing as you, Jeff. Like I'll go to any show, but that in particular, I just want to see the environment, like the culture. It's so, you know, just the, I don't know. It's the fandom is just crazy. BTS is the biggest one. I'd go to see anyone though, but like, no, I'd love to go to one of those shows.
I mean, why not? Like, that's I've always been like, especially if you get me in for free. Oh, 100% I'm there. Like, anytime people offer me tickets to a show, I'm like, let's go. Like, so and I don't mind traveling either. I'll go places for it. So I also like in Vegas, I've caught a lot of really good shows just because we go out there in the summer and in downtown, like the classic Vegas. Or old Vegas, I don't know what you call that. They always have street shows and they actually have like big bands out there. So like we got to see like Coolio and All for One and like Vanilla Ice and fucking we've seen so many badass like acts that like I never would have paid to see that I'm so happy I got to see. Like he played Ninja Rap, dude. Like Vanilla Ice played Ninja Rap, dude.
Bro.
And like I said, my first concert was Ninja Turtles. So that was a coming home moment for me. Okay.
Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah, I just like the entertainment value. I mean, BTS, K-pop would be fun, but yeah, just really whatever. If they're going to blow my mind, like I'm down. Like, yeah, I get pumped up. Like Jeff, when you were like, you want to go to the concert or something? It's like, yeah, you said like our buddy Aaron would probably be more into it. I said, yeah, but I'll have more fun. And I think that's the difference is like, he probably appreciates the music and he's listened to it in the car more, but man, I'll go there and just, oh man, just enjoy myself, you know, get your drink on, shout it out, you know, headbang and just really feel it. And I think that's where it's at, man.
Yeah, make a memory part of it. Yeah. And I it really depends on the evening, I suppose, but for the most part, yeah, like that, especially that Mudvayne show, just because it had been with COVID and everything else, it had been so long since I got to like rock out and just like really enjoy metal in like a group setting. It was just it felt so good. That was such a fun night. So yeah, we'll have to do that. I think it would be fun if we go out. We'll go to a show together and like take some video of us at the show and shit. That'd be fun. Include that in a podcast. That'd be fun.
Definitely. Get that Discord going too. And
yeah,
you know, get our followers can come and see what we're doing.
I'll try to make like some private and public channels on the Discord itself. And then if you have ideas for shows that you guys want to go to, we can always just throw those, you know, links down there or whatever. Use that Discord, both of them, Mikey, that other one too, for just like everything. Cause it's so much easier than trying to write down notes and then go back to them later. Like,
yeah, I got to hit you up with some of those things. We'll be in contact so we can develop the Discord. action. Yeah. Hey, my battery's gonna die.
Yeah, we can call it for the day, but
yeah,
I appreciate you guys being patient with it. And then I think in the future, I know we were in like super late, but we'll try to go till like 2:15. That way, we have like 15 minutes to get set up, and then about an hour to chat, and then we'll call it after that. I'll let you know how these recordings go. Get back to you.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, good seeing you, Justin. Good seeing you, Jeff.
Are you going to say it, Mikey? I'm not going to wait all day.
Do I have to say it, or is someone else?
I think.
Does everyone have their own sign offs?
No,
is this just the one sign off? Because if we don't go, we can't come back.
And you can't say anything after that, otherwise, then we got to start the podcast again.
Dude,
sign off.
Did you write it down?
I did write it down.
Okay.
Can't read that?
Let's hear it.
You said it.
It's not peace in the Middle East. Bless you. Save your soul.
That was so gnarly, bro. We better go, because if we don't go, we can't come back.